Well, let's take a look at your triple team traffic, beginning with Ricky Meese.
We've got some delays stacking up on southbound I-15. We had a couple of accidents in the South Salt Lake area, but overall, your delays really are stretching from the I-80-201 interchange all the way to Bluffdale. Northbound I-15 also heavy and slow between 123rd South up to almost 72nd South, and we still have this accident eastbound I-215 South Belt 1900 East blocking a left lane of traffic causing delays, but speeds are starting to improve now that the crash is cleared. Westbound I-80 at 2300 East. Lynn Thomas?
Well, kind of like an accordion expanding and contracting. You've got delays on 201 that keep coming up and then they disappear. Right now they are in place from Redwood Road out to the 215, and then it eases up till you get out just past 5600 West, where you've got a slow mode out to 7200 West in Magna. On the 5600 West itself, you've got some slowing coming up from California down to the Kearns area. Otherwise, around the point of the mountain, those delays have filled in all the way from the beginning of the point of the mountain there in Bluffdale, up around the point, down to past Thanksgiving Point, about 2100 North. And we've got KSL traffic troopers reporting the rain is coming down like crazy in Springville. Mark?
Well, northbound I-215 at the north end is now starting to see a little action right now in the form of heavy traffic coming up from I-80 on the way to Legacy Parkway. I-15 northbound between downtown and the north interchange is just a little sluggish along the way. Biggest delays are in Davis County, Farmington to Layton Hills Mall. Highway 89 northbound overflow delays up at Fruit Heights. Well, you may not need a new transmission. AAMCO can run their free check. It only might be a sensor. They are gaining customers for life. Use someone you can trust. Go AAMCO, AAMCO. Mark Jackson at the KSL Traffic Center.